This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. Welcome everyone to the Kollel Agada Pirka here in Kew Garden Hills, New York. Parshas Vayechi. Today's learning, Shvi Ilei Nishmas, Rav Gary Esterson's mother, Hensha Bas Shalom, and also Ilei Nishmas, Rav Boaz's father, Shmuel Ben Aryeh. It's their yard site. Nesham Shav Aliyah Bi Melitza Yesharim for all their respective families, for Besuras Toiva, Simchas Nachas, Gezint, Ad Biasko El Tzedek. Also, I'm very happy to announce, pending the inspection, passing inspection today, we're moving into a new binyan, Mitzvah Shem, this coming Shabbos. So if anyone finds themselves in the five towns for Shabbos, please join us for Shabbos. We have special chazonim. And if you don't like chazonim, come Matzah Shabbos. We're having a program. Be an honor to have all of you. Okay, Parshas Vayechi. Vayikru Yaakov v'bonu v'yomer heyosva v'agidu lachem isa sheyikru eschem me'acharis hayomim. Yaakov called his sons and he said, gather and I will tell you that which will occur to you in the end of days. He kavtsu v'shemu b'nei Yaakov. Gather and listen, sons of Yaakov, v'shemu al Yisrael avichem. So interestingly, Yaakov says, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen in the end of days. And he doesn't tell them anything. So, what did he tell them? So, Gemara Psachim and Daf Nun Vav gives the well-known account. Because we have this great dilemma, we know, in Jewish practice. So we say Shema Yisrael, which is from Parshas Va'eschanan. And then we inject a pasuk that's not in Parshas Va'eschanan. We say it quietly. You know, which is Nishtahin Nishtaher. Adar Ya Adar Nish. Either you're going to say it or you're not going to say it. Why do we say it quietly? So the Gemara tells us, why do we say it? Because we know that Moshe Rabbeinu did not say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vaed. It's not reported in Parshas Va'eschanan. So Gemara says, Kedar Reish Lakish, Kedar Shem Rishim Ben Lakish, Tamar Rishim Ben Lakish, Vayikra Yaakov Elbanav, Vayomer Heyasu, Vagidu Lachem, Bikesh Yaakov Legalois Elbanav Ketz Hayamin. Yaakov wanted to tell his sons when the end is coming. The Nestalka Mimeno Shechina, the Shechina departed. So Yaakov was worried. Yaakov was upset. Why did the Shechina depart from me? Yaakov lost the connection. You know, the Wi-Fi had dulled for a moment. Amar Hashem Echas V'Shalom Yesh B'Mitasi P'sul. Maybe there's some kind of disqualification in my progeny, like Avraham that Yishmael came out of, like Yitzchak that Esav came out of. So his sons say, you know, Tata, nothing doing. We're all good. We're all perfect. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Just like in your heart, there's only one God. In our heart, there's only one God. So Yaakov Avinu says, Azoi, you're all mitasi shlema. Says Yaakov Avinu ba'ois hasha pasach Yaakov Avinu va'amar baruch shem kevoid malchusoy li'aylam va'ed. Six words. Blessed is the name of the glory of his kingdom for all eternity. So now we have this great dilemma. Moshe didn't say it. Yaakov said it. Amru Rabbanon, so the rabbi said, Hechi Navid. Namruhu loy Amru Moshe Rabbeinu. Should we say it? Moshe didn't say it. Loy Namru, Amru Yaakov. Hiskinu sheyoyo oimru oisoy b'chashai. So they're masaking to say it quietly. Why quietly? So the Gemara gives a mashal. It's a mashal to the princess. The princess is passing by a restaurant, and she smells the good food, or the oily food, or the deadly food, but she wants it. She has a craving for it. But she can't express, I have to have it. It's very unbecoming to express a craving for food. So what do? They bring it to her quietly. So too, on the one hand, how can we not say what Yaakov Avinu said? We have a craving, we have a desire, we have a yearning to say what Yaakov said. On the other hand, we can't say it, it's not nice. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe our teacher, did not say it. So what we do is, we say it quietly. So this is the account of the Bavli in Masechta Psachim Daf Nun Vav. However, Targum Yishalmi, what is Targum Yishalmi? Targum Yishalmi is one of the three Targumim. We have Targum Unklus. Targum Unklus was said Misinai. Unklus did not invent Targum Unklus. The Gemara Megillah says in Daf Gimel that Unklus Hager received it as a tradition from Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua going back to Sinai. That's the first Targum, Targum Unklus. Then we have what is called two Nuschais of Targum Yerushalmi. One, the printer's name, Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, which was not written by Yonasan ben Uziel. Yonasan ben Uziel wrote Targum on Nevi'im, as the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Gimel, but the Chida and others all say that Targum Yonasan ben Uziel was not written by Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel, but the printers didn't know how to differentiate Targum Yonasan ben Uziel from Targum Yerushalmi, so they mistakenly called it Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. Targum Yonasan ben Uziel wrote on Nevi'im, but he didn't write on Chumash. Okay, so what does this Targum Yerushalmi say? Targum Yerushalmi says, "Min de iskanshu tre asar teshuta de Yaakov." When the 12 tribes of Yaakov gathered, "Va'akifu dargisha de dava dava avunu Yaakov vi begava," and they encircled the golden bed that Yaakov was lying on. Savrin du gali lohin sedare berkus of nechamas v'skasimini. They thought that he would reveal the arrangement of blessings and consolations, but it was hidden from him. My Zayda Avraham, from him came Ishmael and all the descendants of Keturah. The Yitzchak Abba, my father Yitzchak, coming up soul Esav Achi. I'm afraid there's going to be a problem among you guys. One of you 12, it maybe is not the way it looks. Anyan tre asar te shifte di Yaakov kulan kachada. So they all responded together. Amen. Shema minon Yisrael. They said, Herzachain Yaakov. This is Shaila. How could they call him by his name? Now to say your father's name. When we say Shema Yisrael, Yisrael refers to Yaakov Avinu. Hashem alakon Hashem chad. O ne Yaakov avunon v'yamar. Yehei shmei rabah mevarach la'omei amen. Interesting. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says Yaakov Avinu said Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eli Adam Vaed, and the Targum says he said something else. So I guess you know it's one of the things he had to be there. But which one did he say? He said both. He said one. The Gemara reports one thing he said. He also said Baruch Shem. He said Yehi Shmei Rabbah. I mean, why did now? He definitely had a minion there. You know, the advantage of having 12 boys is that it's not hard to find a minion. Now, Baruch Shem, you don't need a minion. Yehi Shmei Rabbah, you need a minion. But which one did he say? It seems to be a stira between the Gemara Pesachim and the Targum Yerushalmi. Number two, the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asks in Parshas Vaschanan, if Yaakov saying Yehi Shmei Rabbah, he left out the most important part. He left out Amen. Once he's going for it, go for the gold. Why did he only say Yehi Shmei Rabbah? Why didn't he say Amen? I mean, we know if you delay saying Amen, if you delay saying Amen, it's an Amen Yisayma. That's one of the reasons why the Mishnah Berurah says you know how to learn during Chazar Sashatz. Because Amei Aretz will say, if this guy could do his thing and learn, then I could do my thing and talk. But one of the reasons is because you might be slightly delayed. You're looking in your Gemara, and oh, what they say? Oh, Amen. Too late. What do you mean Amen? You got to answer it on time. But why did Yaakov here doesn't answer it at all? He doesn't say Amen at all. Once he's saying Yehi Shmei Rabbah, why doesn't he say Amen? Okay, we may not answer that part. But another point of interest, let's look in the Gemara in Brachos Daf Gimel. Wow, Brachos Daf Gimel, how do you like that? I didn't even plan it, okay? Okay, the Gemara says in Brachos on Daf Gimel. You know, if most people do Daf Beis, you know, how do you go to see Mashas and not do Daf Beis? So we're ready, if you did Daf Beis, now we're doing Daf Gimel. So it says that Rabbi Yossi went into a churba. He went into a ruin, and he heard a heavenly voice that was moaning like a dove. V'amrli b'ni ma'ko shamat b'churba zu. Elio asked Rabbi Yossi, what do you hear in the ruin? V'amarti loy, I said, shamati baskol. I heard a heavenly voice, sheminahemes kayoina, that was moaning like a dove. V'oimeres, oy lebanim, woe to his sons. That because of their sins, I destroyed my house. And I burnt my temple of Iglisim Levena Umais. And I exiled among the nations of the world. And Eliyahu told me, says Rabbi Yossi, Chayecha, I swear by your life, Chaye Roishcha, in the life of your head, God does not moan only at that time that he had to destroy the temple and exile the Jewish people. Every day, three times a day, God says this. But not only this. Whenever the Klal Yisrael enters a shul or a Beis Medrash, va'oinin yehei shmei hagadol mevorach, let God's name be blessed. Now, okay, instead of Rabbah, it says hagadol, but the Gemara left out la'ilam olamei omaya. The Gemara left out half of the answer. Why does the Gemara say va'oinin yehei shmei hagadol mevorach? Every time that Klal Yisrael answers Amen Yehishmei Rabba, what is the response of the Ribbono Shel Olam? Ribbono Shel Olam gets choked up. Kaviyachal, Hashem says, "Oy vay." He says, "Malo." He says, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu menanei aroishai." God shakes his head. Va'oymer Ashrei Hamelach shemekalsenoisai bebeisaykach. Fortunate is the king that they praise him in his house. This way, Maloi La'av Shehigla Esbanov, woe to the father that he exiled his children, Va'oi Lohem Labanim, woe to his sons, Shagalu Me'al Shulchan Aviyam. So every time we answer Amen Yehishmei Rabbah, it elicits Kaviyachal an emotional response in the Ribbono Shel Olam, if we could say such a thing. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, fortunate is the king that they praise him in his house this way, woe to the father who had to exile his children. So a few points of note on this Gemara. The Marsha asks, why does it start that Hashem says, fortunate is the king that he praises this way? First we start that God is the king, and then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, woe to the father who exiled his sons. So is God the Melech, or is he an Av? That's the Marsha's question. But let us ask, why does the Gemara only bring down half of the Yehi Shmei Rabbah? It says that every time that Ribbono Shel Olam hears Yehei Shmei Hagadol Mevorach, why does the Gemara leave out La'olmei Omaya? And furthermore, why is it that of all the tefillahs we say, it doesn't say that when we answer Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Oy, Achen Vai, what did I do? How could I exile the Jewish people? Fortunate is the king who they praise him this way. It doesn't say by any other praise that we give Ribbono Shel Olam that the Ribbono Shel Olam has this longing for us, has this gaguin for us, has this yearning for us, except for Amen Yehishmei Rabbah. So what exactly is the secret of Yehishmei Rabbah? Again, we have a number of questions on the table. The Gemara Psachim seems to contradict the Targum Yerushalmi. Gemara says that Yaakov Avinu said, Baruch Shem Kven Malchus Le'olam Voed, while the Targum says that Yaakov answered, Yehishmei Rabbah Mvarach L'Olam Olmei Amaya. The Gemara in Brachos brings down the tefillah of Yehei Shmei HaGadol, leaves out Li'omei Almin. Somehow this tefillah elicits the deepest response from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But let's first address why the Ribbono Shel Olam first refers to himself as a melech and then refers to himself as an av. So the Marsha discusses this, and the Marsha says that Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayam, we call God a king. But when the Ribbono Shel Olam exiled us, Kiviyachol, he's not a king anymore, because there's no kingdom without a kisei, and his kisei is not shalom, and his sovereignty is not shalom, and therefore he's, so to speak, relegated to the status of Av. Okay, let's discuss another important thing, Tosfos and Brachos Daf Gimel. Right, they said this cycle of Daf Yomi, you should learn Tosfos also. So we are. It doesn't say how many Tosfos, at least we could say we did one. Why do we say Kaddish in Aramaic? Why not Chinese? Why not North Korean? Why not English? So Tosfos says, Masha Oimrim Ha'olam, that which the Welt says, Lekach Oimrim Kaddish B'Loshen Aramis, Lefisha Tfila Noa, it's a beautiful Tfila, V'Shevach Gadohu, and it's a great place, Al kein nisgan v'loshen targum. Therefore, it was enacted in Aramaic. Shelo yavinu hamalachim, so the angels don't understand it. V'yu miskanim banu, and they're going to be jealous of us. So some say the reason why we say Kaddish in Aramaic, it's so beautiful. It's like the most beautiful tefillah we have. So we don't want to say it in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, because then the angels will understand it. So we say it in a special code, so the angels don't understand it. Says Tosfos, you know what I say about this notion of that the Welt says? V'ze'in onira, it's not correct. Because we have a lot of nice tefillahs, right? And we say them in Hebrew. Baruch Sha'amar is a nice tefillah, we say it in Hebrew. Ashrei is a nice tefillah, we say it in Hebrew. Shema is a nice tefillah. Shemoyne Esrei is a nice tefillah. What? Kaddish is the nicest tefillah we have? And therefore, Tosfos rejects Masha Imrim Ha'olam. However, even though Tosfos rejects it, the Torah brings down La Halacha that the reason why we say Kaddish in Aramaic is we don't want to elicit the jealousy of the angels. So now we have to answer the Torah from the question of Tosfos. How will the Torah answer Tosfos' question? Why is Kaddish the most beautiful tefillah that only Kaddish we hide from the angels and we don't hide anything else? So Yaakov Kamenetsky cites a medrash in Devarim Rabbah, Parsha Beis, Ois L'Amid Vav. Where did we get Baruch Shem from? Why didn't Moshe say Baruch Shem? Says the Medrash in number 10, Rabbanan Amrin, B'shashala Moshe L'Amorim, when Moshe went upstairs, Shama L'Malachi Ashari Shahyo Imrim La'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Shem K'vayin Malchusay Li'aylam Va'ed, V'hayrid Oysal Yisrael. And he brought it down for the Jewish people. So when Moshe went upstairs, he heard the angels were saying, Baruch Shem K'vayin Malchusay Li'aylam Va'ed, and he brought it down. So Moshe stole it. So it's like Moshe went on a business trip, and he came home, and he brought a big chair. And they said, wow, you got this chair for us? Yeah, it's for you, I got it on my trip. And they turn it around, it's a swivel chair, and it says Holiday Inn on it. And it's for you, I got it in a souvenir shop. Okay, that's what happened with Baruch Shem. Moshe took it from Shemaim. So you say, nah, that's not what happened. Yeah, look at the Medrash. Lama ein Yisrael oimer Moshe b'farhesia. Amar Abasi, you know what it's like? Le'echad she'gonav kuzmin mitay palten shamelech. Imagine you went to Washington, D.C. on a trip, and you took a tour of the White House, and you went into Mrs. Trump's room, and you removed her fur coat, and it says her name on it, and you brought it to your wife. And you said, dear, here, for your 25th or 50th anniversary, I got you a fur coat. Why does it say Mrs. Trump's name on it? No, this is a new brand. It's a new brand. Just do me a favor, don't wear it outside. Okay? So it says the Medrash, it's a mashal to a guy who stole a fur coat from the palace. He gave it to his wife. And he says, you could wear it. Yeah, this is for you. Just do me a favor. It's private. Don't wear it outside. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu brought down this fur coat from Shemayim. It's called Baruch Shem. He told Klal Yisrael, here's the gift. Don't let anybody know about it. But on Yom Kippur, where we're like heavenly angels, we could say it because the angels don't get jealous. They look at us and say, oh, no, they're a bunch of angels today. They didn't steal it. These are angels who are saying, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusay Li'aylam Vayd. Okay. So now we're learning something new. Now we're learning that Baruch Shem was stolen and co-opted from the heavenly angels, and we don't say it out loud. We don't want to elicit their jealousy. But we still don't understand why we're so worried about Kaddish more than any other bracha. In other words, I understand why we don't say Baruch Shem out loud, but why do we have to say Kaddish in Aramaic? So the answer is like this. Take a look in number 11. Anybody here ever see an angel? Anybody? Yeah. So we have to get a few descriptions about a malach. You know, many people say, yeah, I was walking down the street, I saw an angel. You don't even know what an angel looks like. What do we know about an angel? The pasuk says in Yeshaya, Seraphim oimdim mima'al loy. The Seraphim stood above him. Sheish kinafayim, sheish kinafayim le'achad, v'shtayim yichaseh fanav, uv'shtayim yichaseh raglav, uv'shtayim yoifev. The angels have six wings. Two, they cover their face. Two, they cover their legs. And they flap with two of them. You know, there was a gentleman, a big Baal Tzedakah, lived in the neighborhood, Mr. David Cooperman. So he once told me, you know, it says in the Gemara in Chagiga, what kind of Rebbe should you learn from? If the Rebbe looks like an angel, you should seek out Torah from him. What, you know, how are you supposed to know if your Rebbe looks like an angel? So I'll tell you the truth. I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael, in learning in Sanhedrin or Cheved. So for Mariv, very often, Rav Asher Arieli would come and daven Marav in the back of the Beis Medrash. I was sitting in the back. He would come sit in the back. I was sitting next to him. Now, I don't know what a Malach looks like, but that's what it looks like. If you ever look at Rav Asher, you know, he looks like a Malach Hashem. You know, he's the biggest shir in the world today. But, what? Mr. Kuberman would say like this. You know, does your Rebbe look like an angel? We know a few things about an angel. Number one, it's regel yishara, straight leg. The Rebbe has to be straight. You know, you could get all kinds of tamid chachamim. The first thing is the guy has to be straight, regel yishara. Number two, we know about a malach pneim to pnei adam. They got to be. The Rebbe has to be down to earth. He has to look like a human being. And number three, some people, whatever they know, you know that they know it. They'll make sure that you know what they know. But what do we know about the Malachi Asharis? They have six wings. Two of them they're covering their head. Two of them they're covering their legs. They're only making noise with a small amount of their ammunition. You don't know even everything they know. If your Rebbe is a straight, he looks like a human being, he's down to earth, and he's modest. He only uncovers a little bit, but he's Megala Tefach Mechasa Tefachayim. Okay, nice pshat. But the Gemara says in Yeshaya that the angel has six wings. The problem is, the pasuk says in Yecheskel, V'yarba ofanim le'achas, V'yarba kinofayim le'achas lohem. An angel only has four wings, it's a stira. Yeshaya says six wings. Yecheskel says four wings. Says the Gemara in Chagiga, and daf yud gimel omid beiz, kosav echad oimer, sheish kinofayim le'achad, v'kosav echad oimer, V'yarba ponim le'achas, V'yarba kinofayim le'achas lohem. It's a kasha. Loi kasha! Kan bezman sheim mikdash kayam! Kan bezman sheim mikdash kayam! When the temple stood, the angels had six wings. When the Beis Mikdash was destroyed, the angels only have four wings. Two of the wings are clipped. Kiviyachol shenismatu kanfei achayos. Kiviyachol, the wings of the chayos have been diminished. Now the question is, which wings? Haiminayu imet. Which of the six wings of the angels have been clipped? Amarav Chananel, Amarav. Oysan, Sha'imrois, Shira Bahen. The wings that they sing with. Ksivhacho, Vishtayim, Yoifeif. And it says, Hasaf Einechabai Veinenu. So the top two wings are covering their head. The top two wings are covering their feet. The middle wings they're singing with. Those are the wings that are clipped. When the Beis HaMikdash stood, the angels sang Shira. Bizman Hazeh, the angels are silent. The Rabbanan Amri, no. It's the two bottom wings, the ones that they cover their legs, because it says, V'raglehem regel yishara, the angels have a straight leg. How do you know the angels have a straight leg if they're covering their legs with their wings? It must be Bizman Hazeh, their two bottom wings are clipped, so now you can see they have a straight leg. So we have a machloikes, amoiroim, between Rav Chananel and the name of Rav, who says the two middle wings are clipped, and the Rabbanan who say the two bottom wings are clipped. You ready for this? Comes Tikkunei Zayar. And the Tikkunei Zayar says, you know what the six wings of the Malachi Asharis are? Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusoy Li'olam Voed. Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusoy Li'olam Voed are the six Gadfei HaMalachim. The six wings of the angels are Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusoy Li'olam Voed. There are the six wings. On each wing, Baruch, Shem, Kevoid, Malchusoy, Le'olam Vaed, those are the six wings. So comes the Vilna Gaon, and the Vilna Gaon says, if that's the case, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, the Malachim had six wings. What were they? Baruch, Shem, Kevoid, Malchusoy, Le'olam Vaed, and Bizman Hazeh, two of the wings are clipped. Which two wings are clipped, Bizman Hazeh? Says the Gra. The two middle wings, Baruch Shem Li'olam Vaed. God is blessed, His name is manifest, it will be forever, but there's one thing lacking, Bizman Hazeh. You know what we don't have, Bizman Hazeh? Kavod Malchus. We recognize God, people believe in God, but his name is defiled, his name is disgraced, he doesn't have the glory of his kingdom. So when the temple stood, it was Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eliyolam Va'ed. The angels had six wings, but Bizman Hazeh, it's Baruch Shem Eliyolam Va'ed. But the two middle wings with which the angels sing to God, the Kavod Malchus is gone. Therefore, says the Gra, listen to this, it's Mamash Maslik Midvash. What are we daven for by the Shalosh Regalim? Avihinu Malkeinu Gale Kevoid Malchuscha Aleinu. We say, God, reveal not the blessing of your name, not the eternity, but the Kavod Malchus. Because the one thing that we are missing Bizman Hazeh is Kavod Malchus. Says the Gra, the six wings of the Malachi Ashares are the six words, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Adam Vaed. And Bizman Hazeh, we're missing Kavod Malchus, and therefore we're mispalel Avinu Malkeinu Gale Kavod Malchuscha. Comes the Oyev Yisrael, the Abderav, and he quotes the Gemara in Chagiga, and he says, Bizman Hazeh, the angels are missing two wings. And he quotes the Ari, that Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Adam Vaed, Inon Shis Teva Neged Shis Gadfin. So Bizman Hazeh were missing two wings. And what are the two words? I heard from Moiri Virabi, who's Moiri Virabi of the Oyev Yisrael, Rabbi Elimelech Milozhensk, that the two missing words of the Malachim Bizman Hazeh, he concurs with the Gra, are Kavod Malchus. So whether you're Litvish, you follow the Gra, or if you're Hasidish, you follow Rabbi Elimelech Milozhensk, you follow Oyev Yisrael, the two missing wings are Kavod Malchus. So you say, Rabbi, this is Queens, I'm not Litvish or Hasidish, I'm Sephardi. So comes the Ben Yehoyada, and the Ben Yehoyada quotes Hagoyin Maharav. Who's Hagoyin Maharav? Mareinu Rav Eliyahu of Vilna. And he concurs that the two missing wings of the Malachi Ashares are the wings that correspond to Kavod Malchus. And therefore we're Mispalel Gale Kavod Malchus Chaleinu. Says the Ben Yehoyada, and you could be mechavin this every single day when you say Ashrei. We say Kivoid Malchuscha Yoimeru, the glory of your king. They will say in the future, Bevias Goyel Tzedek, in the future Kivoid Malchuscha Yoimeru. If I'm not mistaken, there's another comment. We say in Kiddush Levana,
it's cards in the lobby.
Cards in the lobby?
It's here.
It's here? It's in the sitter?
After that,
it's Miros.
After Marav? No, it's
Miros
after Motzei Shabbos.
Oh, you see, I'm asking that. Okay. In Kiddush Levana, we say...
144.
What?
144.
144?
Yes.
What is this? Okay, you ready for this?
This is far.
Ateres teferes la amusei vaten, shehem asidim leschadish kamoisa, and what are we going to do? Ulefayar liyaitzram, al shem kavod malchusai. This is talking about the future. Because only in the future will we be able to glorify God, al shem kavod malchusai. That is based on the Ben Ishchai who learns, kavod malchuscha yemeru gvras chedaber. Comes of Yaakov Kamenetsky. And watch how he wraps this all together. Comes Rabbi Yaakov and he says, there's no stira between the Gemara Pesachim and the Yitargim Yushalmi. We ask, the Gemara Pesachim says that Yaakov Avinu said, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusa Eliyolam Va'ed. And the Targum Yushalmi said, he said, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach La'omei Almin. The answer is there's no stira. The Bavli is giving us what he said in Hebrew. And the Yerushalmi is translating it into Aramaic. The Hebrew is Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusai Le'ilam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His glorious kingdom forever and ever. And how would you translate that in Aramaic? Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach La'olam Yomei Omeya. His great name should be blessed forever and ever and ever. Marv Rabbi said, do you realize that every time we shout out, Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevarach, we're saying out loud what in Hebrew we can only say quietly. Quietly, B'lashon HaKodesh, we say Baruch Shem. But the Rebbe Shlomo says, you know what? You're going to say in Aramaic, so just scream it on the top of your lungs. But the Aramaic of Yehi Shmei Rabba is the translation of Baruch Shem. So we asked why in the Gemara and Bracha does it say Yehi Shmei HaGadol Mevarach, but it leaves out La'olam Yomei Omaya. You know what else it leaves out? It leaves out Kavei Malchus. So you could say La'olam Yomei Omaya, it only said the first half, but it left out Yehi Shmei. It doesn't say Kavei Malchus over here in the Gemara. Or if you look in the Targum says, Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevarach, what happened to Kavod Malchus? Your great name should be blessed. What happened to the glory of your kingdom? Take a look in the Emes Liakov in number 20. Says of Yaakov Kamenetsky, that based on what we're learning, he says in his Chedushim in number 20, on Parshas Vayechi, he says, "Vine biarti b'chidushi lahalom b'parshas v'aschanu l'sechta bracha is the be'emes yehi shmei rabba mevarach l'olam omeyamai is the targum of Baruch Shem." Now we could understand, according to the Gra, who says, "Galei kvoid malchuscha," is because bizman she beis hamikdash kayam Hashem had kavod malchus. Bizman she ein beis hamikdash kayam Hashem doesn't have kavod malchus. Therefore, when we translate it into Aramaic and we say Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevarach, we take out kavod malchus. In other words, says Rabbi Yaakov, why did the Targum Yerushalmi take out kavod malchus? Because the Targum Yerushalmi translated it once the beis hamikdash was destroyed. Once the beis hamikdash was destroyed, there is no kavod malchus. So that's why the Targum Yerushalmi leaves out the words Kavod Malchus. Now, going back to the Bavli, when Yaakov said Kavod Malchusai, the Yerushalmi, when it brings that, it takes out Kavod Malchus. So why did Yaakov say it? According to the Bavli, Yaakov said Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusai Lam Vaed, and according to the Yerushalmi, he didn't. So Rabbi Yaakov says, the machlokes is Bavli and Yerushalmi is very simple. When the Beis HaMikdash stood, everybody agrees that God had Kavod Malchus. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, everyone agrees God did not have Kavod Malchus. What about before the Beis HaMikdash was built? So the opinion of the Bavli is, God had Kavod Malchus before the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore the Bavli brings, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus L'Olam Vaed. The Yerushalmi, on the other hand, does not cite the Kavod Malchus, because Yerushalmi holds Koidem Binyan Beis HaMikdash Loi Haya Kavod Malchus Klal Ba'olam, and therefore he holds that we didn't say Yehi Shmei Rabba. Now, the Kasha that we asked on the tour was, the tour said that why is Kaddish in Aramaic? Because we're very, it's such a beautiful tefillah, we don't want the angels to be jealous. But Tosfos asked on that, all of our tefillos are in Hebrew, and we're not worried about the angels. Why are we dafka worried about Kaddish? Says Rav Yaakov very simply. If Kaddish is the Aramaic translation of Baruch Shem, and where does Baruch Shem come from? Baruch Shem is the tefillah of the Malachim. So the same way we don't say Baruch Shem out loud, because we don't want to elicit the jealousy of the Malachim, because it's their fur coat, right? The same way you're not going to steal the first lady's first fur coat and advertise it, so we don't say Baruch Shem out loud. We don't say Kaddish in Hebrew for the same reason we say Baruch Shem quietly. Says Rabbi Yaakov, now we understand perfectly why the one tefillah we don't say in Hebrew is the tefillah we stole from the angels. That's why we don't want the angels to be jealous of this tefillah more than any other tefillah. Because this is their tefillah. The one thing you don't want to make somebody jealous of is the nice thing you stole from them. So the same way we say Baruch Shem quietly, we don't say a Kaddish in Lashon HaKodesh, we say it in Aramaic. I would like to suggest, based on what we learned, another reason why we can't say Kaddish in Hebrew. Let's think about the following. Let's say Chas V'Shalom, you knew a guy who had his legs amputated. And you go to be Mevaker Chayla, and the guy says, what should we talk about today? And you say, today, I think we should talk about all the good things you could do with legs. You know what you could do with legs? You could jump, and you could hop, and you could dance, and you could skip, and you could do chalitza, and you could kick a football, and you're an achzar. You know, the one topic you want to avoid conversing with the guy about is feet. The guy that, you don't talk to someone who doesn't have feet, about feet. You know, Rav Ignorel used to say, if somebody's walking slowly, so you don't, you know, speed by them, if you have to get by them, you walk a little slow while when you're in their immediate vicinity, because you don't want to, so to speak, rub it in that you're able to move, so you have to have some sensitivity. So Marv Rabbeisai, why do we say Baruch Shem quietly? Because we don't want the angels to hear. Hey, you angels! You guys, you know what you guys are? You guys are amputated feet. You know, you have two of your feet cut off. Now think about it for a moment. We say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod quietly. In the Aramaic, do we say the whole thing in Aramaic? No, we take out Kvod Malchus. Right? We say Yehi Shmei Rabban Varach, but we don't say anything about Kvod Malchus. We're basically saying, hey, you angels, you guys are maimed, you're balei mumin, you're missing legs. So if there's one tefillah we don't want to rub into the heavenly angels, is the tefillah that calls attention to the fact that their wings are clipped. So that could be another reason why we don't say Kaddish in Hebrew. You know why we don't want the angels to understand it? Because it basically announces that, you know, you guys are handicapped, you're balei mumin, you're missing the wings, the God came along with big clippers and he just snipped them off. So we try to avoid announcing that tefillah in a language that the malachim could understand. Now, Mav Rabbeisai, the Vilna Gaon, the Ayah of Yisrael, Rabbi Elimelech Melezhensk, the Ben Yehoyada, they all say that the two missing wings of the Malachi Asharis are the two middle wings, Kavod Malchus. However, Kavod Malchus. But it's not unanimously held. Because comes the Ayah of Yisrael, and the Ohev Yisrael says, Kishani la'atzmi, in my humble opinion, I would say that the two missing wings of the Malachi Asharis are the Olam Vod. That the two missing wings of the Malachi Asharis are the Olam Vod. How is that? So the Ohev Yisrael gives quotes the following Medrash. The Ohev Yisrael says, the Medrash on the Pasuk, look at number 25. Haloi achicha royim b'shchem. Your brothers are shepherding in Shchem. B'medrash hadahu d'chsiv ledar vadar nagid godlacha uleneitzach nitzachim kedushascha naktish v'shivchacha loikeinu mipinu lo yamosh le'aylam va'ed. This is a medrash plea. It's a medrash pela, medrash plea. On the pasuk haloy achicha royim b'shchem, the medrash says ledar vadar nagid godlecha ulanetzach nitzachim kedushascha naktish v'shivchacha elokeinu mipinu lo yamosh le'aylam va'ed. Says the Ohev Yisrael, let me explain to you the medrash. The medrash says the two missing wings. The medrash maintains that the two missing wings of the Malachi Asharis are le'aylam va'ed. Now the Gemara tells us in Kedushin, La'asad Lavai, that Tzadikim are going to be called Kadosh. Now Hashem is called Kadosh. La'asad Lavai, that Tzadikim are going to be called Kadosh. So now the question is, if La'asad Lavai, that Tzadikim are called Kadosh, and God is called Kadosh, what's going to be the difference between the Tzadikim and God? And the Medrash is bothered by this Kasha. If La'asad Lavai, that Tzadikim will be called Kadosh, then what's the difference between the Tzadikim and God? So the Medrash says like this, Ledar vadar nagid godlecha, for generations and generations will speak your greatness. Ulenetzach nitzachim kedushascha naktish. V'shivchacha Elokeinu mipinu, and your praise, our God, from our mouth. Lo yamosh le'aylam va'ed. Meaning, you're right. Now God is holy, the tzaddikim are not holy. Lo asad lavai, the tzaddikim will be holy. So what will God be? God will be le'aylam va'ed. So says the Ohev Yisrael, what has this got to do with Shechem? This has everything to do with Shechem. Because Shechem is the secret. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai. B'Shechem, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai. But what's missing is La'olam Va'ed. So that's the Medrash says. This is what it means. L'dar v'dar nagid godlecha. Forever and ever we'll say your greatness. But l'netzach nitzachim kedushas chanakdish. Aye, but the tzaddikim will also be kadosh. No, nowadays God is only b'shchem. The Ribbono Shel Olam. In other words, today b'zman hazeh haloy achicha royim b'shchem. We're shepherding in Shchem. We're shepherding in a world where God's praise is only temporary. We're shepherding in a world where it's only Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai, but Li'olam Vo'ed is missing. But La'asid Lavoi, when even the Tzaddikim will be Kadosh, so what will God be? God will be Li'olam Vo'ed. La'yamush Li'olam Vo'ed. Hainu Li'olam Vo'ed. V'nisha rak dalet tevois. Hainu Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai, sharosh tevois hu b'shchem. V'alzeh kamar ha-medrish. Is bizman hazeh. But lenetzach netzachim, kedushas chanakdish, and la'asid lava, you will be li'olam va'ed. So, here's the question. It's an interesting machlokes here, no? We have a machlokes between the Gra, the Ohev Yisrael, Rebbe Melech of Lizhensk, the Ben Yehoyada. They all say the missing leg of the Malachi Asharis are Kvod Malchusai. The Ohev Yisrael himself says the missing legs of the Malachi Asharis are La'olam Va'ed. I mean, is the Ohev Yisrael going to take on the Gra? He's going to take on his Rebbe, Rebbe Elimelech. He's going to take on Ben Yada. The answer is, this is not a Machlokes Achroinim. It's a Machlokes Amoraim. Because the Amoraim argue, what are the two missing legs of the Malachi Asharis? And the first day on the Gemara is the middle legs. The middle legs are Baruch Shem, Li'olam Va'ed are present. We're missing Kavod Malchus. But the Gemara concludes, V'rabbanan Amri, they're missing the bottom legs, the legs that cover their feet, because V'ragleim Regel Yishara. So the Gra and Rebbe Melech of Lizhensk and the Ben Yayada and the Ohev Yisrael, they're explaining the first day of the Gemara, that Ribbono Shel Olam is missing Kavod Malchus, and there's another day in the Gemara, the day of the Rabbanon, and that is the missing two legs of the Malachi Asharis are Li'olam Va'ed. Okay, two more things. Yaakov Avinu was laying on his deathbed. And the Gemara says that Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal to his children when the Kates would be. And he lost it. But instead, what did Yaakov tell his children? He told his children, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai La'olam Va'ed. How in any way is that a replacement, or how in any way does that address what Yaakov wanted to comment to his children? He wanted to give them a date, he wanted to give them a time. But he lost it. It faded from him. It waned from him. But instead, Yaakov Avinu says, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai Li'olam Va'ed. How in any way does that respond to what he tried to tell his children? Says Hagoyin Rav Asher Weiss, Yaakov was saying, look, at this point in time, I can't give you an exact date. I can't tell you an exact time. But one thing I will tell you is Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai Li'olam Va'ed. The day will come. When even though in the present Golos we're lacking some, whether we're lacking Kavod Malchus, whether we're lacking La'olam Va'ed, or maybe a little bit of both, but Yaakov Avinu says, I can't tell you when and I can't tell you where, but I could tell you that. I could tell you there will be a day that Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusai La'olam Va'ed. Says Rav Asher Weiss, Nemtzeinu Lamedim in number 26, the third paragraph, fourth paragraph, the HaPasuk Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusai La'olam Va'ed, Bizman Hazeh, Bizkasayuhu, V'zeh ha-tam shano oimrim pasuk zeh b'lachash, da'adayin lo higiya ha-sha. Aval la'asid lovoy, she'yizgale kvoid malchusay b'chol ha'aretz, yahadheid pasuk zeh b'chol ha'olam kuloy v'yismal ha'aretz kvoidai. So, as we mentioned, there are two reasons we can't say this pasuk out loud. We don't want to elicit the jealousy of the malachim, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. But Yaakov said, the day will come. There will be a time when it will be fully manifest. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai La'olam Va'ed. But until that day comes, we have to say it very quietly. Because we don't see it yet. We cannot scream out, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai La'olam Va'ed. But Rav Asher Weiss suggests that even though he has no makar for this, like he sometimes says, Libi Oimer Li, that even though we are not allowed to scream out Baruch Shem because that glory and that majesty of God is hidden, but we can't contain ourselves. So Chazal tell us that even though in Lashon HaKodesh you have to say it Belachash, but in Aramaic, not only are we allowed to, we are encouraged to cry out B'kol Ram, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach L'Alam Omei Omaya. Why is this such a powerful tefillah? Because this is the tefillah of the Achras Hayomim. This is the tefillah of the end of days when we will be zoicha to realize and appreciate the full glory of Hashem. So while in the revealed world we're not authorized to cry out B'Lashon HaKodesh, nevertheless, as Rav Asher says, V'libi Oimer Li, Da'al Zeh Amru, Kala Oimer Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach B'chol Koichoi, Koirin Loi Gezar Dinoi. The Ribbono Shel will tear up his decree. Why? What's so powerful about this tefillah of Yehei Shmei Rabba? Because that is the final tefillah, by the way, as that Arizal says. That Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to daven, Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillahs, Kaminyan V'aschanan. He wanted to add one more, God said, cut it right there. Don't say number 516. But Kaddish itself is a remez to the 516th. Yiskadel, the Yiskadesh, Shemei, Rabba, Yudvav, Shinresh, the Ari says is Gematria 516. So Kaddish is the final call, the last call. So in the final call, we can't say it in its original language, but we're allowed to scream it in the language that the angels don't yet understand, and that is Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach. So we be Zoicha, those who answer it, B'chol Koichoi. There is a lashon of Chazal, Koirin Loi Gezar Din, of Shivim Shana. So I like to say, what's Shivim Shana? We know the Iker Churban is Churban Bayis Risha, and the Bayis Sheni was not a real it was not a real Zechira, it was only a Pekida. So Koirin Loi Gezar Din Shal Shivim Shana, that's the call to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash that lay destroyed for 70 years. We should be Zoicha, Sheibane, V'mheri Aminu.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.